As much as we love the holidays, they do have a way of wearing us out. Now that they're over, treat the family to either breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Harbor Breeze Cafe in Harbor Beach. Enjoy a variety of omelets and other breakfast items. Breakfast served daily from 7 to 11:30. For lunch, Harbor Breeze offers a variety of sandwiches, oven-baked subs, hand-tossed pizzas, even hot sandwiches, shrimp, and fish. Harbor Breeze Cafe's prices are very reasonable and affordable. Take a drive to Harbor Breeze Cafe north of Harbor Beach today for a delightful treat, which will keep you coming back for more. Carryout's available by calling 989-479-3737.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years and three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.ramseyfh.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
It's tax time. Again.
You know, do-it-yourself filing online sounds easy and simple, but unless you're experienced in accounting, it's easy to guess wrong. That can cut into your refund, and in some cases, it could even trigger an IRS audit. The safe and sure way to get back every penny you're legally entitled to is contact Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. Take advantage of her excellent reputation, years of experience, and knowledge of tax law changes and interpretations to make sure you pay the minimum the law requires according to your circumstances. Book your appointment early. Call Lori Messing at 989-658-8525. 658-8525. That's 658-8525.
Why should you use credit unions? Is it because they pay higher interest rates on saving accounts and CDs? Or because they also charge lower rates on car, secured, and unsecured loans? Why not check one out? Like the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, which offers loan interest rates on new 2010-2011 vehicles from 72 months at 4.5%, 66 months or 60 months at 4%, used vehicle rates from 2009 through 2000 as low as 4%, new recreational vehicle loans 7%, unsecured loans up to $1,000, 7% for 12 months, $2,000 loans at 8% for 24 months, and $3,500 loans at 8% for 36 months. Membership is open to all. New members are always welcome. Start your 2011 Christmas Club today. Christmas Club accounts mature October 31st. Dividends are paid October 31st by check at 0.75%. Start this new year off by visiting the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union at 727 Trescott Street under the Water Tower. Or call them at 989-479-3357. That's the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, where they're working for you.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb cellular, I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. You love thumb cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G Home Hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Here's a simple rule of the thumb from your Farm Bureau insurance agent. If you have loved ones, if you have people who will suffer financially if something should happen to you, then you need life insurance. Your Farm Bureau insurance agent will help you determine the right amount for you and your family. Even stay-at-home moms need life insurance because they provide so many vital services that would be expensive to replace. Call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach, at 479-3288 and in Ubley at 658-8538 today for a confidential review of your insurance needs. Farm Bureau Insurance is serious about your security. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, making your future more predictable.
Hello, my name is Janine Schmidt. Please stop and see me at 2224 Main Street, Ubley, or call 989-658-8538. The KCN Insurance Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, we are Michigan Insurance Company.
We're back here at Ubley High School at the half, where the Bearcats have the lead 27-19 over the Harbor Beach Pirates in the opening round of the Greater Thumb East Conference. Grant, is it what you think it's been, what's all cracked up to be?
Definitely. So far this game has been fast-paced both ways. I like the way Ubley is bringing in four or five guys at a time, bringing everyone fresh and full of energy. Harbor Beach has been doing more traditional subbing, usually bringing in one or two guys wherever they see fit. You want me to run through the scores now?
Yeah, you got the scores total for us. Go ahead.
So far, it's been a pretty balanced attack for both teams. Harbor Beach has seven guys who have scored so far. Krakovich has two, Sorensen three, Hienther with two, Hansen with six, Eli Kraft with two, Mazur with two, and Seaman with two. As for Ubley, we have eight people who have scored. Brandon Glazer with a pair of threes, Brian White with two, Tyler Peruski with six, Jesse Franz with three, Booms with two, Leiprant with two, Kaufman with four, and Nowicki with two.
And so far, it's we've seen a little bit of the run and gun. It came out in the very beginning, this high-tempoed offense that both teams supposedly have and run, but they've really slowed down. But I think a lot of that's been because of the turnovers that they've had. We must have had at least, and we're not exaggerating this by any means, at least 20 to 25 turnovers between the two teams in the first half.
Yeah. I would say if Harbor Beach needs to do anything, is they need to keep up with Ubley's intensity, because that's where their mental errors are coming from. They seem to be getting on their heels a little bit and kind of taking the easy way out and throwing bad turnovers.
You know, and that's one thing Ubley has been doing, and something we talked about during the game, is that Josh White, for the biggest guy on the Ubley team, has been just all over the court. Harbor Beach, for the first 2 minutes of the game, first quarter, seemed to be forcing everything inside. They weren't even looking hardly at outside shots. They took one right in the beginning after Ubley did. We didn't see any after that until about the three-minute mark of the second quarter. To me, if I'm Coach Rubel, I need to make that adjustment, say we need to shoot from the outside and bring those big guys out, and then look to go inside and get a mismatch, and then maybe drive them to the hoop and be a little bit quicker, but they're not getting it. For Ubley, I think they need to keep up the same intensity, keep them out of the inside of the paint, and force them to go to those threes. Because you know as well as I do, and you're a great three-point shooter, your name's up here for career shooting, if you're forced to make those every time, it's not quite as easy as if you're coming down the court not as pressured and you're pulling up and taking them.
Yeah, that's where Glaza has been thriving so far this year. He hits so many threes a game, but a lot of them, he's just wide open, and he can shoot those all day if you're not going to guard him.
And just to let everybody know, I got a score update for you. The Deckerville girls defeated the Port Hope Blue Stars 48-24. That is a conference crossover game. That's going to move Deckerville girls to 3-0 in the conference, 4-2 overall. That moves Port Hope. I believe they're going to be 0-1 in North Central Thumb, and 4-2 overall. So thank you for calling into the station for that. Again, if you're a Thumb Cellular customer, star 102.1, and Nikki and Derek will be more than happy to take the score, or 269-9931, 269-9931, as these teams finish up so that we can pass them along to you. And we're getting ready here for the start of the third quarter. Bearcats are going to have a 27-19 lead, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.